Do I have a volunteer?
George? Maybe George.
Yeah. George Reiner. I'm a director. My particular interests on the here are to integrate better the and facilitate that the affiliates with the rest of the network. And particularly, I like the idea about the audio port. And I'm on the technology committee, and I'll pay attention to that.
Hello? I guess George got dropped.
You didn't hear that? Can you hear me now?
We heard that,
yeah,
George.
We can hear
you. Okay. That was all I had to say.
we just couldn't believe you were finished, George.
Deb, did you want to introduce yourself?
Well... I've been around a long time, almost everybody knows who I am, I think, but my interest in the affiliates committee is just to see that it is integrated more fully with the network as a whole. I think it's the most important area of outreach and allows us contact to people that we will never, ever have the money to buy that many stations and to get that amount of contact otherwise. Don?
Do we have any else? Someone else that's new?
Well, since you don't, why don't you go?
My name is Teresa Allen, and I have attended several grassroots radio conferences, and I have worked with Ursula and also Vicky Santa, with Marty Derlin, with Dina Colbert to kind of coordinate and kind of give a structure to what the affiliates do. And I believe that we either, in this media market, we either hang together or we hang separately. I've always been very excited about the things that the affiliates have to contribute. There are some affiliates that are no bigger than an outhouse. And they're in little places in the joining of two little country roads in West Virginia or just... many, many very interesting configurations, and the spirit of the people that are in, you know, interested in radio and community radio is just so inspirational. And that's why I'm here. As Deb said, I'm very interested in streamlining and assisting with the contributions that the affiliates have to make to Pacifica and what we can provide for them. That's where I'm at.
Rip, are you still on?
Sure. Yeah. My name's Rip Robbins, manager of KSVR and KSVU in state of Washington, and we've been Pacifica affiliates since 1997. And I guess I'd like to say that one of my interests is making sure that audio port is well supported, but I also, and it's very important, incredibly important right now in the networking of people across this country to share how they live and how we find that we're all really a lot the same with the same problems with our government and our economics. But I also want to say that I've been interested with Pacifica before audio port, and there are other values that Pacifica represents that come to the front. You know, when I first got into community radio as a volunteer in late 70s, NFCB had just started, and it was a gathering of community radio people. So there was an explosion of licensing in the 70s by students and communities. And so Pacifica even then had this iconic stature of, you know, the foundation had created its own stations early on, and here it was taking kind of hold of the nation. And so all along, through the bicycling of reel-to-reel tapes and then cassette tapes that Pacifica stations would mail out to other stations, now, you know, then satellite, and now it's become AudioPort. So what I heard some others say that I think really does strike everything that I, you know, well, to everything that I wanted to say, includes the fact that the Pacifica voice reaches all across the country through the affiliates. And that's the real value, because the Pacifica stations can draw so much talent and act as a media aggregator. This new stream is a terrific idea. I mean, I know that my station would use it. Pacifica represents a lot of good radio. And I know that the folks in my area benefit from hearing Pacifica stations. And I hope, as my staff develops, that someday some piece we create will be played on a Pacifica station, because then I'll really have seen in my lifetime a great come together of a concept that's been talked about as long as I've been in radio, for now 30, well, however many years it is, about people talking about sharing their voices and hearing people in other communities. And so we're at that point with technology, and we're at that point with the network, and I hope Pacifica is a leader in moving us into that realm. So that's what I would say.
Okay. Sandra?
I've been involved in the affiliates program since inception, as have Teresa and Deb and Ursula and Dina Colbert, who's not on the call right now. And I just think it's a very important part of the network. It extends the network's reach beyond the five stations that are part of the foundation, and it gives us an opportunity to broadcast Pacifica's message throughout the country and in other nations, because we have affiliates in Nigeria and in South America and other parts of the world. So it's really exciting to me to have this international community of radio. And I'm at KPFA, and I'm on the local station board.
Well, I guess that leaves me, and I am the baby among in the group, I guess, in terms of my interaction with Pacifica, although I've been a long-time Pacifica listener, first in BAI, and then of the Bay Area station, Berkeley station, when I went to law school. And it's always been the standard bearer in my mind for progressive radio, and the place where you could not only expect to hear progressive music, but more importantly for me, progressive ideas, political ideas. It's also been a point of reference for the preservation of Black history, which of course is very important to me. As a new broadcaster and the founder of WMXT, it has been a part of our evolution from the very first day when Ursula and Doug and Pete put together this great welcome aboard that we still play periodically, just to say we are a Pacifica station, as we use a significant amount of Pacifica material. As our Black History programming this month has been almost exclusively Pacifica from the Vault, which is just absolutely rich in the information, the range of information dating back to the 50s, coming forward to the what would, I guess, ordinarily be called a remix, but collection of old material, as particularly as represented by the campus tour package, and how the interviews and lectures of the 50s and 60s have been reprogrammed and re-released in a very interesting and crisp way. The quality of the presentation is just wonderful. So Pacifica is really a lifeline for a station, a low power FM community based volunteer staffed radio station that could by no means have access to the kind of the quantum and quality of programming that our affiliation allows. We also talking about just using the internet, and we do look forward to the satellite development, not only Pacifica programming, but the Al Jazeera hookup that we hope will materialize. We often stream various programs from the network stations, from the DVD to Margaret Prescott, as well as the special programming that's done. We streamed Winter Soldier. We streamed more recently the inauguration of Barack Obama, which was a day-long event starting first thing in the morning with Democracy Now, and then going into the evening through two stations. I don't remember Pacifica affiliate, but PFW was the base in D.C., and it ended in the evening with a national call-in dialogue.
Yeah, that was KGNU.
Okay.
KGNU.
That was so extraordinary and so moving. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience for people in Greenville, South Carolina, who would otherwise have only gotten snippets of it on the evening news or maybe in passing in their cars from the local news on the local radio, where with our ability to broadcast from the internet, they could listen to it the whole thing at their desk and at work or at home. So it's a lifeline for stations like ourselves. While we're not quite a fork in two roads in West Virginia, we're not far removed from it either. So it's a real example of the value of Pacifica, and we look forward to enhancing that relationship and having it for many years. When I was in L.A. for the in-person meeting, Brian told me that they had gotten orders from South Carolina, and I'd like to think that that is a function of our using the from the vault material, which of course includes the contact information for making orders. So that's an example of people picking up on their own and picking and buying Pacifica material. So that's it for me.
I think we
have
Joe on the call.
Oh, Joe, go ahead. Your introduction.
Are you still there? Joe?
We may have lost him. What is next on the agenda, Madam Secretary?
Election of officers. I don't know. Maybe we lost Teresa, too.
I'm sorry. Election of officers. I was on mute again.
Okay. I was going to say, this is a very weak stream or link or whatever this telephone thing is that we have tonight.
I would like to put forward a motion on the election of officers, and I actually have a two-part motion.
Go ahead.
I move to nominate Afia Wangasa as chair and David Beaton as vice chair. That's part one. And then the part two is to move that David be the person to send out meeting announcements and to chair the meetings.
Do we have a second for...
I'll second. George.
I'm a little bit confused. Who are you nominating for chair?
Afia.
Okay.
And
can
David
I ask
is
a question,
chair.
Chandra?
Yeah.
If Afia is the chair, isn't it kind of paradoxical to have David chair the meetings if Afia is the chair?
Okay, well, maybe we could have David send out the meeting announcements and Afia could chair the meetings.
Well, why don't David and I work out how we're going to divide the division of labor? So, can we have a motion to bifurcate, or... You want? I'm not sure what to do with
this. Well, I only seconded the first part, so if no one seconds the second part, we don't need to do anything with it.
Okay, thanks.
So there's a motion that Chandra Hoffman moved to nominate Afia Wangasa as chair and David Beaton as vice chair, right?
Right.
Okay.
Do we have any other... Do we take other nominations at this point?
Yes, you could.
Do we have any? Do we have any objection to my serving, continuing to serve as chair and having David join me as vice chair? Hearing no objection, then can we adopt the motion and David and I take office by acclamation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What's next, Madam Secretary?
Secretary, Madam Chair.
Ah, Secretary. Do we have nominations for secretary?
I nominate Teresa.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. Hearing no other nominations, can we close on Teresa? And if there are no objections, then that she serve, she's elected by acclamation. Thank you very much, Teresa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll try to be better. I'm sure you're tired of hearing that.
Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing. I'm going to say the same thing that I always tell you, and that is that as long as we keep moving, we'll get there. You know, nobody's, this isn't the only thing that any of us are doing. And I just, you know, we just chip away at it, and we'll get it done. As I said at the outset, I feel very pleased with what I see as the progress that we've made, and I think that we have good prospects for even more progress over the coming 12 months. So, is there anything else?
The next item on the agenda is set the next meeting, and I believe the next meeting is already on KPFTX for March. Let me look here. As a matter of fact, it's the day that Aaron Glantz is in Houston, March 12th.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. And thank you, Ursula, for agreeing to send out the invitations, and we look forward to having other affiliates join us. Is there anything else?
Afia, when we could John take us off the stream, then I'll give whosoever who needs my demographics. So I can make sure that I get the information.
So it's 9:38 p.m. Eastern time, correct?
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.